The Iliad by Homer, translated by Stephen Mitchell, read by Alfred Molina, with an introduction by Stephen Mitchell.
Reading the Iliad. We return to the Iliad because it is one of the monuments of our own magnificence. Its poetry lifts even the most devastating human events into the realm of the beautiful, and it shows us how vast and serene the mind can be, even when it contemplates the horrors of war. Every time I study this priceless work, Goethe said, I am thrust into a state of astonishment. It has always been a popular poem, in every sense of the word. In ancient Athens, more than 20,000 people, as we know from Plato's Ion, would go to the marketplace, theater, or open hillside, the way we might attend a concert, to hear a famous rhapsode recite the death of Hector or the meeting of Priam and Achilles. Most people in these crowds weren't educated, and they must have gone bringing picnic baskets and the ancient Greek equivalent of popcorn, prepared to be transported by the power of the story and the gorgeousness of the language, like the groundlings at Shakespeare's Globe. This was poetry that gave pleasure to everyone, men and women, adults and children, the simple and the very sophisticated. It still has the power to move us all. Here are two stories about its appeal. Last week I was in Alice Springs, a friend wrote to me, in the Australian outback, and I went into a tiny cafe serving kangaroo tacos. The young man behind the counter, he couldn't have been more than 21, had a tattoo saying Meinen. As I looked at it, he leaned over and said, Meinen.